Track 27.
I think in some instances the comment can be legitimate in the sense that one cannot take all actions immediately to counteract climate change, and it's more of a sort of iterative process. You know, as you see climate change kicking in various regions of the world, then you can start adjusting whatever sector needs to be adjusted. On the other hand, you do also have at the same time reasons to act now because of the inertia of the climate system. So the thing is, even if you are richer and you can possibly adjust to that in the future, to some of the negative impacts of climate change in the future, we still need to start acting now to reduce greenhouse gas emissions because, you know, the more we accumulate GHGs in the atmosphere, the stronger will be warming and the more negative will be the impact. And many of the impacts are going to affect countries that are still extremely poor, so the sort of countries of the South, basically, which even if they might be richer in tomorrow's world than they are today, will still be poor countries in the next 50 to 100 years and may not have the economic strength to counteract some of the very negative impacts of climate change, like sea level rise or desertification, changes in water resources, and so on.